Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, September 7th, 2023. This is my pre-market report. As usual, all kinds of things going on. I want to talk a little bit more about the selection. This was a selection, quite obviously, of this new Federal Reserve Vice Chair, Philip Jefferson, his platform of poverty, and inequality. Meanwhile, the guy's a multimillionaire worth over $7 million. So you think he really cares about these things? I don't. Okay. The setup here is very, very easy to understand. This was an overwhelmingly bipartisan choice. 88 thumbs up to 10 thumbs down to get this guy in. Why? He's a spender. And he's going to spend a lot more. It's going to be a lot easier for our so-called representatives to spend epic sums moving forward. So what I want you to understand is that how this is being set up right now and the next election, which will be the figurehead who is pretty much powerless. I'm talking about whoever they put behind the Resolute desk. They will choose someone. You're not going to get to choose them, but they will choose someone who will play right into the plan here of the real government, which is the Federal Reserve, in this case central banks around the world, to pull more cash from the future into the now. So we are going to see, beyond any shadow of any doubt, an explosion of spending moving forward, far beyond what anyone can imagine. Again, the system demands it. It will be given it. The system, being that it's debt-based, I'm just going to cover this again real quick for you new people, demands that more debt be pulled into the now in greater and greater amounts just to sustain where we are. It cannot remain static. I think most of you understand that. So the setup is easy. Again, look at what's going on here. Now, if you're turning on the mainstream propaganda ministry, they are again pushing this new variant going around, this hospitalizations, taking off the fear campaign, showing pictures of people in hospital beds. Yeah, this is what they did last time. It's a buildup here. I really sincerely believe another shutdown more than likely is in the cards, and this would allow, it plays right into what we're talking about here, central banks to vastly inflate. That is their goal. You understand? I think we're all on the same page here. So I was just writing a few things down here on this one. Again, expect government spending to explode moving forward. They got all the pieces put in place here. This is a bipartisan thing. Again, so just don't think, see, two heads of the same snake here, right? Red, blue, don't matter. You may think it does, but it doesn't. That's the illusion, just like everything else here. Anyway, with regard to more propaganda this morning, what are we finding out, okay? What are they allowing us to know here? Inflation continues to outpace, it's just by chance that this happened, every single projection that has been put out by not just the Federal Reserve, but also the European Central Bank and the Bank of England. And I'm here to tell you, and you knew this already because we called it out right here, this is not going to stop. So the mainstream propaganda is the same. Central banks, the Fed is in the fight of their lives. They are fighting inflation. Nothing could possibly be further from the truth, but that's the agenda. That's what they're pushing. Again, the Fed's job, a central bank's job, its goal number one is to inflate. That's how they maintain power. You understand? The more cash, or the more debt a central bank is called upon to issue, the stronger they become exponentially, not weaker. Central banks got the world by the throat here, people. You all know that. Now, on the back of that, just consider the fact that we're seeing, again, look, the propaganda is off the charts. We have the mainstream media yesterday pushing this, you know, GDP positive moving forward. We're looking great. Meanwhile, I showed you. I proved it to you on the Federal Reserve's own website. well, we're really going to be in the negative. But they don't. They think most people are too stupid or just won't look for themselves. The truth is always hidden in plain sight. So you got the propaganda ministry selling their lies across the board, reading scripts across the board. But the truth is right there. It always is. So GDP moving forward. And I mean, this is, by their own numbers, is going to be negative moving forward. And with that also includes epic government spending, including depleted uranium ammunition that we're now sending over to Ukraine. Now $44 billion with more coming. See what we're talking about? This is going to be in the trillions. This is going to go on and on. And this is a mechanism here to, again, where's the cash come from? Do we have a war chest somewhere that we can just pull this cash from and say, here you go, Ukraine. Here you go, Ukraine. No, it's got to be made out of nothing. And it's coming right out of the Federal Reserve. All wars are banker wars. You know that. And you, well, I don't see any revolts in the street or anything. So I guess we all support this war. I don't think so. But that's the way it's being sold to the people anyway. So, Let's look over here at the market. Stock futures are lower. This market has been mostly down ever since the MMRI crossed 250. Risk in this market continues to rise. Are they done is the real question. I still, maybe I'm deluded here, but I don't think so. I believe more is going to be done. But we'll see. I could be completely off base and maybe this is it here. But I don't think they're done, especially because the illusion of the market has to be kept real for people to swallow what they're being fist fed. You know, greed is a very pervasive thing or invasive thing, and all people are doing is looking at their 401k plans here. But then you got people like Michael Burry, who's pretty bet. Pretty big against this market. His timing was impeccable on this year. But risk in this market is something we need to keep our eyes on. You all know that. This morning, the 10-year yield is relatively stable. The dollar on a relative strength basis is slightly higher. The MMRI sitting at about 280. We're 20 points away from extreme risk. Something we need to keep our eyes on, obviously. The market's waiting for the cavalry to arrive. The market believes, again, let's just think about it. The economic news that we get continues to be worse and worse and worse. The market believes because of that, the Fed's going to have no choice but to start cutting rates sooner than later. I don't believe that's going to happen. I've told you this already. The Fed and central banks around the world are going to keep the pressure on. They're not going to stop. They got their hands around our throats here, and they're squeezing, cutting off our windpipe here. This whole business of raising rates, people, you knew this and you know it's true. It has nothing to do, nothing at all, zero, with controlling inflation. Again, you think it's just an accident that every single projection put forward by these institutions, these central banks, has been wrong, and you and I have nailed it to the wall? No. They know more than we do, but we've been able to call them out, call everything that they've done here. You think that's just by chance too? No. We know the game. We know what they want to do. They're selling a lie. They're cutting off the availability of credit to small businesses to fulfill the corporate agenda. You know this already. And they're crushing the consumer. We are in probably the early stages, believe it or not, of this neo-feudal system. More people are becoming dependent on the system. And that's going to require a lot more spending. Henceforth, why they chose Philip Jefferson to spend. He's a spender. Do you think it's also a coincidence that his platform is poverty and inequality? He's going to make sure that that continues, okay, by bankrupting not just the United States, but the world. That's what central banks are doing. I think we're on the same page here with all this. Anyway, let's go back to the market. Stock futures are lower. As I said, 10-year yield stable, relative strength of the dollar slightly lower this morning. Watch the MMRI sitting just under 280, okay? Link in the description of this video. Cryptocurrencies are flat to slightly under pressure right now. Silver under a little pressure right now. Gold relatively flat. Crude oil continues to surge higher with Brent crude, $90 a barrel, and you got WTI like 87 and change. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. Everything that we've talked about is happening, people. And I'm telling you, what we're covering here is also going to happen. If you yourselves do not take action here, I don't even know what you can do. Again, your votes don't matter. A lot of you think it does, but it does not. If the last election didn't teach you something, then I don't know what to tell you. I guess it didn't. They're setting up the groundwork here for epic, explosive spending moving forward. Whoever they choose, and they've chosen the new president already. This is all an act. Everything you're seeing now is just a show. It's the same as if you were watching a sitcom to make people believe that they have choice. It's an illusion. It's being created on purpose. It's the central banks who run it all. They also control the flow of information, people. I really hope you're getting it, at least at this particular time. All right, people, that's pretty much it. We covered a lot. I want to hear from you. Greg, you got it wrong. Greg, you got it right. I will read the comments, I promise. Please share the video as usual. Those thumbs up are extremely valuable. It takes you a nanosecond to click that. Anyway, that's it. I will see all of you later, 4:05. p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Have your questions ready for me. We, as we always do, we'll get through this. We got each other's backs, period. All right? I'll see you later.